in his address to the meeting, which was attended by hundreds of people, Prime Minister Tsvangirai exhorted people to go in their thousands and vote yes. His reasons were that this new constitution democratizes the electoral playing field, so that when we go to elections, we are going to go to elections in terms of the Popak draft and not in terms of Lancaster. So we are going to be able to avoid many of the pitfalls, many of the sources of unfairness that are in Lancaster House if we vote for this constitution when we go to the election.
Did the police allow you to go ahead with this meeting, looking at the Monday meeting that was disrupted by police in Highfield?
Yes, this time police was very, very cooperative, and they did apologize for the way they had treated the MDC and the Prime Minister, the disrespect with which they treated the Prime Minister. They indicated that they will not be interfering with the MDC meeting. We hope that this is going to be true to all meetings that are going to be held countrywide. We want to emphasize that every Zimbabwean who wants to hold his or her meeting is free to do so. We want to emphasize even that even those who are going to campaign no, like Dr. Madugu and his company, they must be allowed to hold their meetings. We don't want a situation where Zimbabweans are stopped from holding meetings and from propagating their ideas.